welcome to another episode of
Me and My Girlfriend talking about our man.
She is so cheesy, right?
So cheesy. We're so cheesy.
So cheesy, but
wow, it has been a while.
A long freaking time.
It's been a couple months, yeah.
It's been so long, but
a long time.
We are here. We're back in action. How many guys like? First of all, if you like these segments, you need to put it in the comments right now. Like, let us know if you want more of segments like this.
Yes.
So we can make more segments like this.
Give it a thumbs up if you do. So
if
that
you
we
do,
know.
We actually read your comments, guys. So just let us know, and then don't forget to hit the subscribe button and join the trifecta.
Yes.
Family.
Subscribe.
Family. All right, yes. So let's get to it. We were talking about how I was beginning to resent you.
Yeah, guys. That's pretty intense. That's very real. Very raw. We are getting raw up in this.
So we're going to try to really dive in, dig deep, pull the layers in the shortest amount of time possible as we drink our wine. By the way, get your cup of wine. Thank you.
Yes, please join us. If you have some wine, pour yourself a glass.
Cheers. Don't forget eye contact.
Cheers.
There we go. All right. So, no, I mean, it's not like I was hating you, baby. Like, we were just going through a moment, and I didn't even know what I was feeling was resentment. Mm-hmm. I think you brought up the word.
Yeah, because, and actually, I brought up that word because I could see it in your eyes. Mm. It was, we were having a conversation, and she said something to me, and in your eyes, I could feel that there was some kind of resentment starting to build. And that's, and I, you know, in that moment, addressed it. I was like, you know, hold on, like, I feel like there's some kind of resentment building.
So what was happening was, like, you know, there's, you've seen the video about our couple's privilege, right? If you haven't, go watch that video because it ties in to a lot of the topic we're speaking about today. And so couple's privilege is something that Carly struggles with most, obvi, because she came into this relation to an established marriage. You know, and that is not easy to do. However, it created patterns in behavior that I didn't realize we were having. So because she struggles with it, for example, if I try my best not to rub the couple's privilege in her face even more. Mm. So I began to watch the affection I would give to our man, because if I gave too much affection, I felt like I was showcasing this long lasting relationship that we have in front of you,
right?
And you were getting hurt,
right?
And then so I would hold it back, and then I felt like he would also feel like he couldn't show me deep affection, because then again it'd be the same thing.
Right.
Holding it back. So I started to feel like
you couldn't be yourself.
I couldn't be myself.
Yeah.
Or that our relationship is so different
now when, that I'm in the picture.
Yeah. Or when you go away, we can finally
breathe.
Yeah. And like, be and, ourselves. Yeah. And I kept trying to protect you because I want this to work. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But how is it going to work? Like, at what
doing
price?
That, it's, yeah. In doing that, in trying to protect my feelings in that way, ultimately you're just hurting the relationship.
Yeah.
You know? And of course, like, that's not something that I want you guys to have to do.
No. Yeah,
I don't
right.
want you guys to have to be cautious in how much affection you show each other because you're concerned of how it's going to make me feel. And
no,
of course I don't
normal.
Want that. That's not normal. So I don't want that. And I completely understand, like, why you would kind of start feeling, you know, resentful towards
well,
me.
Well, here's how the resentment built up. That's not even what built the resentment.
Okay.
So that's just what started this pattern.
Mm-hmm.
So then the resentment started to build because every time there was, not every time, most of the time that there was an emotional situation happening within the three of us, it was because she was in pain and because of the couple's privilege, usually.
Mm-hmm.
usually it would be like, hold on, I'm like, you know, I'm crying, I just need a second, you know.
Yeah.
You know, maybe something triggered it, mm-hmm. you know, thinking about, I mean, that's a whole other topic, so go to that video, because we dive in a little bit on more. The pain that she would be feeling. But just imagine, we're in this relationship, and almost every time that there's an emotional moment, it's coming from you and your pain with couples privilege, and saying, guys, I'm dealing with it again. And here's where the resentment built. It was because it was almost as if you were no longer even seeing my pain and my struggle in this relationship, as if yours is the only pain, mm-hmm. and the only pain needed to be dealt with.
Yeah.
And, you know, I try to be a superwoman and put my pain to the side,
yeah.
you know, and be there for you and hold you and love on you. But then, you know, a person can only take that so many times, because then little right. by little I started feeling like, does she even care about what I'm feeling? Can she, mm-hmm. does she even know what I'm going through?
Right.
When is she going to be there for me? Like, this isn't always about you, you
yeah.
know?
Yeah.
And that's where the resentment started. It was just like this.
Right. And that's never my intention.
Of course.
You
of
know,
course,
it's no. like never my intention to, it's not like I didn't care about your guys' feelings, or I didn't, like, purposely put my own feelings above yours or
no,
anything.
No.
It was just something that I was unconsciously, unintentionally doing, because the pain was just so much.
Yeah.
You know, that like it was almost like there's no room for anyone else's pain. Like, I'm already overwhelmed with my own, you know?
Yeah.
So it kind of, in a sense, you know, I can see how that can be selfish. And it's not like I always did that, and I never
yeah.
put myself in your guys' shoes, but I definitely was not doing it enough.
I mean, the thing
I
is...
I wasn't doing it enough,
right.
you know?
I think the thing is, like you said, it's not like you were intentionally being selfish. Guys, as human beings, we all take a selfish approach to our emotions and our feelings. We view things from my side and my pain. This is why arguments tend to last longer than they should, because everyone who's in the argument is just trying to get their point across,
yeah.
not even trying to step into the other person's shoes.
Yeah.
You know, and I think that when we stop thinking about me, and we start putting it aside and say, okay, how are you feeling, you know, in this, regardless of how much the pain is, right? So one day, this happened when we were in New Jersey, we end up having this really long emotional talk. And I began to realize that I was beginning to build resentment. And this, it's natural if you aren't constantly talking about stuff and stepping into your partner's shoes.
Mm-hmm.
Then it made me realize, holy crap, am I doing the very same thing I'm asking you to do for me to our man? Like, is he going through stuff that we don't even know about because we don't even care to ask him?
Right.
Because... honestly, we were,
yeah.
like, our honest moments began to sound like, you know, babe, you know, I'm feeling like you're not doing enough of this or this.
All kind of directed, not always, but a lot of it directed towards him.
Towards him,
saying.
Yeah, yeah, like, on things that he
yeah.
can do better.
Yeah.
But also high-fiving what he's doing.
Of course.
Good.
Yeah.
But it was like, wait, what are you feeling?
Yeah, that was,
you know?
Yeah, in that conversation, that was the first time that he kind of just openly shared the things that he was struggling with.
Yeah.
And it's so crazy, because I think for him, there was so much, like, emotional managing that he had to do with
us. That's a good word.
Yeah, it was like emotional managing that he has, you know, he has two women. That's a lot of emotional managing, you know, for all of us. But I mean, it's like, you know, it didn't leave room for him to even analyze how he was feeling.
Yeah.
And I feel like he just kind of put his, you know, feelings aside and kind of didn't allow, he didn't allow himself to,
yeah,
I don't know, to just...
To be like,
to
guys.
To, like, communicate how
yeah.
he was feeling.
And
because
you know what it was,
and,
too? He wasn't even thinking about it.
Yeah.
He wasn't even thinking about it himself.
Yeah, yeah.
And he was like, holy shit, I am going through stuff.
Right.
And then he started to really think about it.
Right.
So, I mean, I think that conversation was important to have, because it made me realize I was feeling something I didn't know I was feeling.
Yeah.
And I think it's important to share it with you guys, because resentment can build, and if you allow it, it can get ugly.
Yeah.
Thank God it didn't. It didn't, and I think we caught
it in
the beginning. But
yeah,
it can get bad, just like in any relationship.
It can get bad, and it's not, you know, that's a really heavy word, but it's not like, you know, once you feel it, it's always there.
Yeah, no,
it's
not
like it's something. It's something that you work on.
It's like it
can
was building up.
It was just building up,
and I think there's levels to it, of course.
Yeah, there's different levels to it. Yeah.
So how do we prevent it? The answer is so simple. I mean, this is what I got out of that conversation. Really, someone's gonna have an emergency nap. No, I'm just kidding.
Right now.
I'm kidding. Hopefully everything is okay. I'm kidding. No, but what I got out of that conversation that day was, we have to intentionally put ourselves in each other's shoes.
Yeah.
As often as we can, because although, you know, you came into an established marriage, or, you know, I'm the wife who allowed it, or he's the man with two women, whatever it is.
And I'm the idiot.
Yeah. Whatever people perceive it to be, or whatever. We all have a role, and we all have challenges.
Yeah. We all have
great
our own
small,
challenges.
We all are dealing with our own challenges in this relationship. That's in any relationship.
Yeah.
Right? And so acknowledging that and stepping into each other's shoes is really where, you know, the change and the healing begins to happen.
Yeah.
So.
And I want to just share a very important word. And that word is empathy.
Oh, good.
I think being empathetic is a huge part of it. And in putting yourself in your partner's shoes, you're being empathetic.
Yeah.
You know, it's important. I think that since we've had that conversation, it's helped a lot.
Yes.
Like, it's changed a lot. And, you know,
I definitely don't feel like
I
resent at all.
At all.
Yeah.
So.
But it was definitely building.
Yeah.
Guys, we love you so much.
So much. We love you guys.
Again, if you really like topics like this, you want to see more segments like this, put it in the comments.
And like this video. Mm-hmm. And subscribe so you don't miss any more of these. We are going to be publishing more content.
Absolutely.
Like, a lot more content.
A lot. We're going to go back to challenges.
Turn on
we're doing a lot of fun stuff.
It's
going to be great. And we're moving soon. So check it out on our Instagram or on our YouTube. Hit us with a follow. Everything's in the description. Don't forget, we also did some podcasts. So go to our podcast. I can't talk. It's the wine. This is enough for me, guys.
She's had two sips. No excuses.
All right, guys. We will be back with more videos.
Yes.
Stay tuned.
Yes.
We are out.
Out. I was like, should we do the check?
We are signing out.
In love.
With love.
From love.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.